through the Lord's strength, kind of the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well pleasing to thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father who is without beginning, and then thou holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Let us attend. At that time, when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. When things don't go smoothly, depending on our personality, we may panic, or we may become sulky and angry. We may believe the Lord is far away, not providing for us, certainly not providing for us as we would like. But in this, we are judging according to appearances and not according to righteousness. The Holy Fathers remind us that our daily circumstances are the arena in which we work out our salvation, and that God Himself is working in us according to His will and good pleasure, which is not that we should cruise through life as though on easy street, everything happening as we would like and according to our specs, but rather that we should be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Our scripture lessons this morning are not only telling us that God is working in us for our salvation, they also are showing us how and where we can see this. The feeding of the multitude with but 5 loaves and 2 fishes is clearly a very big story, because it happens again in almost the next chapter. It is an event that manifests the Lord Jesus as the one in whom all things were created, the one whom the law prefigured, and whom the prophets saw in their visions. Its biblical setting would be in the Old Testament, Mount Sinai, when God gives the law to Israel and seals his covenant with them with the blood of sanctified bulls. And also Mount Carmel, when the Lord, through Elijah, reminds Israel who her true God is, when His Holy Spirit descended His holy fire on the altar built by Elijah and consumed the sacrificial bulls. Like Israel at Mount Sinai, the 5,000 are in a desert place outside the city. When Israel came to Mount Sinai, Moses was leading them on an exodus to the promised land. Here, Jesus, our Joshua, is on his way to the heavenly Jerusalem, leading us into the Jordan, through the Jordan, and into the promised land, by way of Golgotha, by way of the cross, and the Sabbath rest in the tomb. These are his Jordan. On Mount Carmel, the prophet Elijah stood as the lone prophet of the Holy One of Israel against all the prophets of Baal and against the rulers and the leaders of Israel who followed Baal. Like Elijah on Mount Carmel, the Lord stands alone against the rulers and leaders of Israel. But he stands against them not as a prophet, but as the Lord himself, who spoke to them through the prophets of old. And as their fathers rejected the prophets, even killing some, they call their God, who has become flesh and now dwells among them as in his holy temple, they call him a devil. On Mount Sinai, the Lord drove away all sickness from Israel. And then he gives to them his law, after sanctifying them with the blood of bulls. There's a linguistic connection between Sinai and the burning bush. In the mystery of his flesh, we therefore discern the Lord in the mystery of his holy mother, healing all the sicknesses of the people, and then nourishing them with the fishes and the loaves that he blesses. But can you see, can you not see in all of this, that we are in the same spiritual arena? We have come this morning from different quarters within the city, and we have stepped out of the city into the church, into the mystery of Christ's body. We have come out of the city and into the desert, into the mystery of the Lord's Sabbath rest, and into the mystery of the grave. Our grave on the other side, outside the city, even as we still live in our bodies on this side in the city. The grave, of course, is our holy baptism. And for us, as for Israel, there is a spiritual contest that we must engage, whether we will serve the Baals of our American society as our gods, or the Lord Jesus Christ as our only God. Mystically then, spiritually, we are in the desert this morning with these 5,000. And with them, we are with the Israelites at the foot of Mount Sinai, except for this. We are not in the shadow, but we are in the icon. We are in the reality himself. We are in the light of him whose body casts the shadows of the Old Testament. We are not in the prefigurement. We are in that icon himself. Israel on Mount Sinai was cleansed and made strong enough to endure the epiphany of God on the holy mountain in the desert by the sprinkling of the blood of sanctified bulls. The Lord says to Moses, "I will bless your bread and your wine and your water." And as I indicated above, he says to the Israelites on Mount Sinai, "I will turn away all sickness from you." In the desert this morning, the Lord, it says, feels compassion for the people who had followed him out into the desert, and he healed all their sick, echoing not only the incident on Mount Sinai, but also the word of the Lord to Israel through Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 32, 36, when Moses gives his last talk, his last speech to Israel, just before he is about to pass away, and they are to pass over the Jordan and into the promised land. And then this morning, after he heals all their sick, as he did on Mount Sinai, he gives them not the law, but he gives them food and drink that satisfies them completely. But so also this morning in the church, the Lord has healed all of us of the root of our sickness, our death, in the mystery of holy baptism. And we are now preparing to receive from his holy disciples, the priests of his holy church, his most pure body and precious blood as our sanctifying food and drink. The chalice of Holy Communion, by the way, is a mingling of wine and water. The word of the psalmist is fulfilled in these most sacred mysteries of Christ's holy church. We read in the psalmist, we read in the Psalms, Psalm 103, he forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. He fills up your desire with every good thing for as long as you live. And what if we are given to live forever? If we are given as our food and drink God's own body and blood, in which he has destroyed death, our death, by his death. Israel followed Moses through the desert to the Jordan. There Joshua led them through and into the promised land. Always in their midst was the tent of meeting, the moving temple. The Lord is leading us from the Red Sea of our baptism, through the desert of our life on earth, to the Jordan of our death, into the promised land of the new creation. Yet he is in our midst, in the temple of his body, which is you. For you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the church, then, we are making our way through the desert of this life in the body of the Lord that is in us. For we have received him. We have received his heavenly spirit, not in theory, not as a religious idea that we believe. We have received his Holy Spirit in the oil of holy baptism and the myrrh of our chrismation that makes our face to shine, as the psalmist says. And we have received the Lord Jesus as living bread that strengthens our heart and as wine that makes glad the heart of man. In this inner exodus of the gospel, the Lord Jesus himself is our manna, not in theory, but in real, concrete bread and wine that you receive in the sacramental mysteries of the church. This bread that you receive in the holy chalice is the living bread, the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes down from heaven. And the wine that we receive in that chalice is his blood. It's the living water that flowed from the rock that was Christ, as St. Paul says. And so if we are thus united to the Lord, not theoretically, not ideologically, not emotionally, but sacramentally, bodily, it means that his life-giving cross has been planted in the soil of my heart, and it's ready to work in me whenever I take it up in self-denial and obedience to Christ in order to follow him through the arid, trackless desert of this life. It means that Christ's body has been laid in the tomb of my heart as the chief cornerstone of his temple that extends from the depth of hell to the height of heaven, embracing heaven and earth and the whole world of space and time, above, below, east and west, past, present, and future. It's all filled with and embraced by the mystery of our Lord Jesus Christ. The ark of the church, his body, is at the dock of our soul, waiting to carry us safely to the shores of his heavenly kingdom. Like Israel on Mount Carmel, then, I must decide if I will live in the desert, putting my trust in the Baals of America, or if I will enter the ark of the Lord's body, his church, that I have been given to eat and to drink as my spiritual and physical nourishment, so that I can become, in my soul and body, his church, his temple, in whom he dwells, working in me, abiding in me, living in me, transfiguring all the circumstances of my life into steps on the divine ladder of his cross, by which I make my ascent to heaven in the love and the joy of God. Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.